B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, here comes our second Newton Whopper of the day. The first Newton Whopper. When I say Whopper, I mean like a bit of reporting speculation. That's a like a whoa sort of moment. The first is from Diana Russini and others. But Diana Russini on ESPN spoke to an AFC East coach today who said he still thinks Jared Stidham is going to be the starter. And Cam Newton will just be one of the three quarterbacks the Patriots carry and will be a wild card. But that the Patriots love Stidham, and he still thinks Stidham's going to be the guy. We think it's Brian Flores just because he spoke in a way that sounded like inside knowledge, and I frankly think Adam Gase was probably scared crapless of Bill Belichick, and McDermott probably to some degree as well, and wouldn't say anything about the Patriots on or off the record where Brian Flores says, screw it.
Can I say that Gase would be my second choice, however?
Because he's dumb?
Yeah. Yep, because he would completely talk out his ass. Yep, absolutely. Having no knowledge of anything and just say it to make it sound like he does.
So I don't think Brian Flores is dumb. I think Brian Flores knows all the guys in New England, and there's a little bit of I don't care if this pisses Bill off kind of factor with Flores. That's what makes him good. He's got a little bit of an attitude. So anyway, that's the first Newton Whopper. The second Newton Whopper is this. And again, it comes from our friend Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal.
The big boy.
It comes courtesy of him, and it's going to sound like we're angry at him, but we're not. He's just delivering the message. But in his story, in his bluff fest of a story yesterday on Jared Stidham and Cam Newton, towards the end of it, did you see this? I missed it yesterday. I didn't have time to read the whole thing till I got overnight. Towards the bottom of the story, he said this, quote, "The Patriots feel that if Newton is healthy, they may have one of the best quarterback rooms in the league. They were the opposite 3 days ago." So again, Bedard isn't saying they have one of the best quarterbacks in the room. Quarterback rooms in the league. He's not saying that. That's not Bedard. He's saying the Patriots feel that way. So let's not pile on the big boy. Let's pile on the Patriots. You now think you have one of the best quarterback rooms in the league? Remember, they did these rankings, and they did a couple weeks ago. There were all these rankings. They were like 30th, 31st.
Yeah, they were near the bottom.
You know, it was, you know, there were a couple teams that, you know, even Stidham Hoyer, you had to like over Jacksonville's, you know, Minshew and whatever. Or the Washington Redskins with Haskins and Kyle Allen or what. So, like, the Patriots still had it over a couple, but they were either 30th, 31st, or 32nd in quarterback room ratings before Cam Newton. Now Cam Newton's here. Where would you rank them? So, you know what? We like to do this. Let's do it live. Let's do it live.
Okay, fine.
As Bill Riley once said, and we're going to go through the quarterback rooms in the league. We'll try and do it as quickly as possible. And you tell me whether you'd rather have the Patriots room or this team's room.
Okay.
Why don't we start within the division? AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, Matt Barkley.
Patriots with Newton, right? With Newton.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you can't even get to the first team without asking me a question.
This Patriots. Is going to go well.
Patriots?
Yes, with Newton and the what do you think? I was just setting up. What are you asking me?
Okay, Patriots.
God.
Just making sure Newton's involved.
Yes, Newton's involved.
Make sure I get the facts.
Cam Newton, Jared Stidham, Brian Hoyer, and the two rookie free agents, whoever the hell they are. Would you rather have the Patriots group or Josh Allen, Matt Barkley, and I guess their third guy is Davis Webb? Oh, no, and they drafted Jake Fromm.
They did draft Jake Fromm.
Who would you rather have, Pats or Bills?
With Newton? Pats.
Oh, my God. Dolphins, Fitzpatrick, Tua, and Josh Rosen.
Pats.
Dolphins.
Good job, McTakey.
Tua factor.
I go Pats there, but it's close, so I'm going to break the ties.
Yeah, but Newton's the variable. It's all about Newton.
Tua's a variable. Tua's a big factor there.
What did you say on the first one, McTakey?
I'll take the Patriots. I don't like Josh Allen.
Okay. Patriots over Buffalo. We have the Patriots over the Dolphins. Okay, McTakey, because I'm taking the Patriots. McTakey says Dolphins. How about the Patriots room or Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco, and whoever their third guy is?
Pats.
Jets.
Ooh.
I like Darnold. The Darnold factor.
I'll go Pats there, okay? But let me say this. I think any of those four teams could end up with the best quarterback situation in the division.
Sure.
Because the one thing I differ from you guys, I'm a little higher on Josh Allen than you guys. I'm into Josh Allen's upside. I think he's got a lot of upside. I think he's a long way away, but if he can ever figure it out, or if their coaches can ever figure it out with him, he's got beast potential. But if Josh Allen ever figured it out, he could be the best guy in the division. I think he's got a lot of the Cam Newton in him. I think he's got a lot of the same traits as Cam Newton.
So there are some similarities there. I was just going to say to you, who's the best quarterback in the division right now?
So Cam Newton.
And this is why it's the Pats to me.
So I agree.
You got to weigh the starter over the other guys. It's huge.
I agree. Okay. But I really do think that Sam Darnold could emerge as the best guy. I think he's a good passer. I think Tua's got a lot of special qualities. I think it's wide open, but right now I give the Pats the edge. Okay. Would you rather have the Pats quarterback room or Baltimore? Let's go to the AFC North by division. Lamar Jackson, Robert Griffin III.
Baltimore.
Okay. So just having one guy gives them a better room, because you know how the Pats probably look at this. They go, you know, well, we like our 2-3 better than their 2-3, so we've got a better quarterback room.
Wrong.
You know that's what they're saying.
No, it's totally what they're saying. But even in that case, I think they're wrong, because I love the continuity Baltimore has. That's the whole point. They lose Lamar Jackson, they put Robert Griffin in there, they run the same thing.
Good point. Would you rather have the Patriots quarterback room, including Cam Newton, Maz? Or would you rather have Cincinnati with Joe Burrow, Ryan Finley, and then I don't know who their third guy is.
Pats.
Jacob Dalgalia?
Pats.
So you're going Pats over Joe Burrow.
I don't know what Burrow is yet. I like Burrow, but I don't know what it is yet. Right now, if I'm 2020, Pats.
Put this down as an NA, because you can't count it. I don't know what the kid is.
We're counting
it. I'll take the Pats.
Got to count it. Pats. Pats room or Cleveland? Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, Garrett Gilbert.
Pats.
So you've got Cam Newton over Baker Mayfield right
I do.
Now.
Yes.
Okay. Baker Mayfield's a meathead.
Pittsburgh. I think this is a tough one. Pittsburgh's quarterback room, obviously, is Ben Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph, and then Devlin Hodges?
Yeah. Duck Hodges,
right.
Yeah. I'd lean Pittsburgh there.
I would, too.
Because I like Pittsburgh's depth. First of all, they got a guy at the front end who, if he's engaged, is good. Okay, and then they also can endure injury. They get a couple of guys here that can play.
So I go Pittsburgh there, too.
Yeah, I like what Pittsburgh's got at quarterback. Pittsburgh's in good shape there.
Because I think Roethlisberger and Newton are pretty close. Give the slight edge to Roethlisberger, probably. And Mason Rudolph is more game-ready than what the Patriots have.
No question. Even Hodges, when he got in there, did okay.
Okay, Houston, Deshaun Watson, A.J. McCarron.
Houston. I love Houston's quarterback situation. I think they're in good shape now. McCarron's a good backup.
Interesting quarterback room. How about Indianapolis?
I like Indy. I have them up there as one of my top 10.
I do too.
Philip Rivers, Jacoby Brissett, Jacob Eason.
Excellent.
That's much better than what you have right now.
It's one of the better ones in the league, actually. To me, I have what I listed as my top 10, and they're in it.
So, you know, established veteran starter, rookie with upside for the future, and then someone right in the middle in Jacoby Brissett.
Capable backup. Yeah. What did they go last year, right, Nate?
It's a good quarterback room.
Yeah, it is excellent.
Jacksonville, Gardner Minshew, Mike Glennon.
Pats.
Even without Newton, Pats.
Jacksonville's quarterback room blows. It blows. They could put me, you, and Murray in there and be better than what they got. That's the worst quarterback room in the league. That quarterback room blows. It's awful.
Okay, let me give you one more team, and then we're going to do some breaking news. Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill, Logan Woodside, Cole McDonald.
Pats.
Would you rather have Ryan Tannehill or Cam Newton McTakey?
Pats. Tannehill, please.
I'll tell you, sneaky, Tennessee is one of the worst quarterback rooms in the league. One of the worst.
Pats. I go Pats there, too. I go Pats. All right, here's a little breaking news for you.
Is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pro Football Talk, 2 minutes ago on Twitter. Blue check mark. The 2020 preseason has been cut in half per source. More information to come on this.
Okay. It's a borderline button-worthy breaking news.
Sure. Always hit the button.
But we hit the button and ask questions later. It's better to seek forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah, it shoots a little bit of a hole in Bedard's argument, though.
Now
Jared Sittum's got to outplay Cam Newton in two games and convince the whole locker room. So a guy like Devin McCourty's going to look at it and say, so now you want me to believe on two preseason games that this guy's better than the 9 years of Cam Newton in the league? No shot. I just don't. He's not being brought here as some sort of, like, you know, sparring partner for Jared Stidham. That's not what he is. He's being brought into play.
Okay. Just your thought on them pulling back two games here.
I'm not the least bit surprised. I thought this was coming. I mean, I thought this was coming. I think the NFL even kind of angled for it. Like, you know, to me, it wouldn't surprise me if ultimately we lose a little bit more and the season starts in October. But honestly, I think that's less likely than this. This, to me, was a borderline given.
Yeah, I just find it comical. Like, anytime an NFL spokesman or Goodell or anyone is asked about the NFL schedule and the, you know, 1 year replay, full steam ahead, end of July training camp, schedule as, you know, as scheduled with fans in the stands, you know, every time. Meanwhile, they're canceling the Hall of Fame game. Now they're canceling preseason games. Some teams are letting fans get credits for next year's games. I think the Patriots did that as well or something like that. It's like, you know, they're blowing this bull crap out of one side of their mouth and out of the other. They're canceling things. It's like, you know, actions speak louder than words. The trend line is the NFL getting off to a late start, which I'm totally fine with.
Me too.
No problem with an October through March schedule versus September through February. What's the diff?
Yeah, once the Hall of Fame game got canned, to me this was coming. You could just see it. They were headed that way, and they were going to wipe out part of the preseason again. They might start 2 weeks late. They might start a month late.
Okay, anyway, the big boy, Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal, says the Patriots believe they now have one of the best quarterback rooms in the league. How much dope are they smoking over there? Or are they actually onto something? We're doing the sample. We're doing the exercise. We continue with it right after these words.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Thanks, big fella. Again, at the end of his story, he slipped this in yesterday. Greg Bedard, the Patriots feel. Not Greg. We're not yelling at Greg. The Patriots feel that if Newton is healthy, they may have one of the best quarterback rooms in the league. That's getting a little... I would expect that from Lombardi.
Okay, what's the rest of that sentence, though?
They were the opposite 3 days ago.
Which means without Newton, they suck.
Well, yeah, but even with them, what are they? So let's continue. We've done the AFC East, North, and South.
Okay.
And so far, the only four teams that we've given them a better room than is... meaning the only four teams that have a better room than the Patriots are Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Houston, and Indy. So right now they're in fifth. All right, AFC West, would you rather have the Patriots quarterback room, including Cam Newton, or Denver with Drew Lock, Jeff Driscoll, Brett Rippon?
Pats.
Oh, God, Pats, easily. That's correct. That room is gross right there. Yikes.
Would you rather have the Patriots room or Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Okay, so you know the Patriots would say, well... the Kansas City room does have Mahomes, but they also have Chad Henne, who sucks. And then the third guy is either Jordan Taiamu, I don't even know who that is, or Shea Patterson. And the Pats would say, well, we'd take Stidham Hoyer over those guys any day of the week.
Yeah Brian screw the Hoyer Pats.
Better.
Again,
he's better than Patterson.
You got to weight this at the top, obviously, so it's Mahomes. There's no two ways about it. And the other thing is, Chad Henne or Brian Hoyer, what's the freaking difference?
So I'm just telling you, you know when the Patriots say we have one of the best rooms in the league, they're counting the second and third guy and counting them just like the first guy.
Yeah, so what?
Which is asinine. Would you rather have the Patriots quarterback room or Oakland with Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota, and Nathan Peterman, which is my favorite name in the league?
So that one's close because
Peterman.
Oakland's got, you know, a good 1-2 there.
Oakland.
You know what? I lean Oakland, believe it or not. I like sort of the aggregate there. They have two guys that have a significant starting experience.
I go Oakland. I like Carr more than you guys. I think he's a better passer than Cam Newton. And I think Marcus Mariota still maybe has a second act left in him with the right coaching. Maybe he and Gruden. I don't know. I like that room. I go Oakland. You McTakey?
Yeah, I'll go Oakland barely, and I'm not a Mariota fan.
It doesn't matter. You were already outvoted 2-1. I was just curious. Let's go to the NFC East. Would you rather have the Patriots quarterback room or Dallas? Dak Prescott, Andy Dalton.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Just singularly, Dak Prescott or Cam Newton?
Prescott.
Dak.
Yep, me too.
Dak, Dallas, to me, has one of the 3 to 5 best quarterback situations in the league right now.
It's a good room.
Yeah, they're in good shape.
With the Giants, it's Daniel Jones, obviously, and then Colt McCoy, which you had knocked me over with the feather that he is still in the league.
Pats.
Pats.
So you go Cam Newton over Dan Jones at this point?
At this point.
Eagles, Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts, Nate Sudfeld.
This one's close, but I go Eagles.
I don't think it's very close. I go Eagles on this.
Eagles. I go Wentz over Newton.
Yeah, I do too, but again, Wentz is starting to lose me a little.
Okay. Then we have the Redskins, Dwayne Haskin, Kyle Allen, Steve Montez, Alex Smith, who I don't think is... Who?
Oh, the Redskins have one of the 3 worst ones in the league. They blow.
Pats.
The only one that's worse than them definitively is Jacksonville.
Pats.
Pats. Pats.
Okay, Chicago. Would you rather have the Patriots room or Mitch Trubisky, Nick Foles?
Pats.
Pats.
Ooh, I was tempted to go Chicago there, but
no,
it doesn't matter.
Weren't.
Trubisky
no,
sucks.
No, you weren't. Come on, Mike.
He sucks.
Nick Foles? He's no good.
Foles is okay. We're talking about the room.
The room.
Yeah. Trubisky sucks.
How about in Detroit? Would you rather have what the Patriots have? Would you rather have Matt Stafford, Chase Daniel, David Blough?
Blough.
B-L-O-U-G-H. Pronounce that.
Very appropriate. Blough.
Blough.
Just Blough.
Would you have the Patriots room or something that includes David Blough?
I lean Detroit.
I do, too.
Okay, Detroit wins. There you go. 2 out of 3.
What about you?
Oh, Detroit. I go Stafford over Newton. Green Bay.
Easy.
Green Bay.
Agreed. Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers. Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, Sean Mannion, or Nate Stanley?
Pats. Pats.
Pats! Minnesota.
Pats.
Pats Cousins. Is the answer. You lose, McTakey.
I don't feel good about that.
It is close. I agree. It is close.
Pats. Kirk Cousins is ballless.
Okay. Would you rather have the Atlanta?
Newton didn't fall in the fumble, so.
Would you let? Yeah, I think Newton still has to prove his ball factor.
It's a good point.
AFC South. Do you take the Patriots room or Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, Kurt Benkert with the Atlanta Falcons?
Pats.
Falcons.
Pats.
God, I didn't know Schaub was still in the league.
I go Pats.
Ryan over Newton.
I go Newton over Ryan. Would you rather have the Pats room or Carolina? Teddy Bridgewater, Will Greer, PJ Walker.
Pats.
Pats.
Pats win that one. Would you rather have the Pats room or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Drew Brees, Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston.
New Orleans has the number one quarterback situation in the league, if you ask me.
Easily.
Good room. Would you rather have, this is the one I really want to know. Would you rather have the Patriots quarterback room or a quarterback room that has Reed Sinnott, Ryan Griffin, Blaine Gabbert, and Tom Brady?
Tampa.
You know my answer. Tampa, of course. Easy.
Tampa's the
easiest
answer.
One.
Tampa. Yeah, Tampa Brady.
Tampa's the answer. It's all about the number one guy, but their room, kind of garbage.
Tampa Bay.
Their room, that quarterback room, blows.
Oh, it does blow.
It David blows in Chicago, in Detroit there. It does. That's a horrible room.
Blaine Gabbert, he's even a bad backup.
If I were Tampa, I'd beef up what's behind Tom Brady.
You rank the backups. Tampa's down near the bottom.
Would you have the Patriots room or NFC West now? Arizona, Kyler Murray, Brett Hundley, Drew Anderson, who I didn't realize was still in the league either.
I lean Pats there.
Yeah, I lean Pats too, because I don't know what Murray is yet.
I like Murray, but he's still a bit of an unknown. I go Pats.
I'll go Pats. It's a better room. I think Kyler Murray's going to have a better year than Cam Newton this year. I think Kyler Murray's going to break up. But still, we go room, and I was outvoted anyway, so Pats win that one. How about the L.A. Rams? Jared Goff, John Wolford, Bryce Perkins was drafted this year, Josh Love.
Pats.
Pats.
Okay. Pats over the L.A. Rams. How about the San Francisco 49ers with C.J. Beathard, Nick Mullins, and Jimmy Garoppolo? Would you rather the Pats or the Niners?
Niners.
Felger, I'll defer to you on this. I want to know if I'm a tiebreaker.
Niners.
Okay.
Again, if you add them all up, because Mullins got in there, did okay.
So did Beathard.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think, and Garoppolo obviously is a good one. San Francisco, to me, is one of the top 5.
Beathard and Mullins have been in the system for a couple of years. They've started, played, won games. I don't know. Has Mullins won games? Either way.
Yeah, Mullins. Yeah, remember Mullins got in there? It was that great story when...
It wasn't Beathard that won those games? No, it was Mullins. Mullins. Right, you're right. Yeah, no, they have a good room. How about Patriots or the Seattle Seahawks with Geno Smith and Russell Wilson?
Seattle.
Okay. That's it. Okay, so let me add up the teams who are ahead of the Patriots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The Pats have the 15th best quarterback room in the league, according to the Felger and Mass scientific study.
So I had them in the upper half of the league.
15th, according to us. 15th, according to our consensus study. The 15th best quarterback room in the league. The Patriots think they have one of the best?
So this is like the thing, too, with the offensive line. That the Patriots, you know, and this was, Bedard wrote this, too, and I got into an argument with him over it, for crying out loud. The whole offensive line's, you know, the chance to be one of the best offensive lines in the league. Well, the chance? Sure. But we don't know what Isaiah Wynn is yet. I'm not even sure Tooney's going to be here. David Andrews had blood clots in his lungs. So it's a non-football injury, which scares me. And the two guys on the right side last year sucked.
So they go from one of the worst to 15th with Cam Newton, which I think is still being kind. I don't think it can be said enough. No one wanted Cam Newton. No one wanted him. Okay, so he's not coming to you as the Cam Newton that you have in your head. He's coming to you as something less. Now, I obviously a talented guy, and I think he's capable of a big year, and I hope we all get it. But, you know, I think the most they can claim is that they moved to the middle of the league with this move in terms of the whole room. To say they now, that if Newton's healthy, they have one of the best quarterbacks. So, like, what they're doing is they're blowing smoke up the ass still of Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer.
They are.
Like, your third guy really matters.
No, they're talking about the quote-unquote group.
Right.
The group. They like their group. But again, compare this trio to Brady Garoppolo when they had that. Oh, which was better?
Brady Garoppolo, Brissett?
Right. About Brissett.
I mean, they're into the room thing because when they traded Garoppolo, Bill said we've had the best quarterback room in the league for the last couple of years.
Right, and back then they did. So to me, what they had then is like what New Orleans has now. And I don't love Winston, but if he's your third guy, you're in pretty good shape.
But it's so like Bill to like count the second and third quarterback. You know, like this counts. Like you win. I mean, it's nice. And look, I think a good backup's important. And when you've got a Super Bowl caliber team to hold the fort down, like I like a good backup. But to go the next step and say, well, it matters who has the best room versus who has the best quarterback.
No, you go top heavy there. It's all about the starter.
So, Bill. All right. So we'll take your thoughts on that. 617-779-0985. The Patriots now think they have one of the best quarterback rooms in the league. Do you agree? And then also next, a Instagram thing that I really liked, an Instagram thing I didn't like at all. We'll do that right after McCarthy's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger Mass 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So I mentioned this earlier. I don't get it, you internet people, Twitter people, Instagram people. So why was Tom Brady chiming in on Edelman and Newton's thing a story? Edelman photoshops or whatever, crops this photo with Newton and him on the field, you know, Newton in the Patriots uniform, and Edelman typed in something I don't even know with his stupid font, like whatever. And then Brady chimes in and says... And I don't have it in front of me. Put it up there. And Brady chimes in and says, I'll be your only... So Edelman says, Newton, Massachusetts. And Brady follows by saying, I will always be your number one. And then Newton had a little something underneath like that, like one love or something again in that font. And so why is this a story? Why is Brady chiming in there a story? And what does it speak to?
I don't think it speaks to anything other than him basically saying to Edelman, I was your first love. I mean, it's just little goofy grab ass, as you would say.
It's goofy internet grab ass.
Yeah, I don't think there's any controversy there. I mean, the only thing, again, that I would look into it and say, Edelman's geeked up about Cam Newton being there, which means he pretty much jumped off the Stidham train pretty fast, didn't he? Like, you know, it was like I look at that and say, okay, Edelman's happy. Now he's got a real quarterback in his mind.
Well, so if you're Stidham and you think you're actually, and again, this is the other Newton whopper today, that there's an AFC East coach who thinks Stidham's still the starter. Zoe thinks Stidham's still the starter. If Stidham's still the starter and he looks at that, he goes, oh, thanks, Jules.
Exactly.
There's your controversy.
Yeah, all those guys think he's the starter, but Edelman doesn't. Edelman looks at it and says Cam Newton's a starter. I mean, again, since when do you sign a backup quarterback and Edelman gets geeked up?
Fair point.
Like, to me, that's what I took out of that. The other thing was, I think that was Brady saying to Edelman, okay, you got your next playmate, but don't forget I was your first love. And the whole number one thing, I think, is a play off the fact that Newton wears number one. So I was your number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
or I'm your number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I think it was.
I just think it's this incessant need for clicks and chiming in.
Totally.
And all the freaking nonsense.
Totally.
Internet grab ass.
Yep.
Is all it is.
Internet grab ass is right.
Internet grab ass. Grab assery.
But again, like,
you can do that on your own time.
I mean, when Amendola left and they all went on, it was a statement about Bill, though, right? Like, and I don't want to sound like I'm not mocking you. I'm saying there are messages in there sometimes.
Oh, sure.
So I think Edelman getting excited about Cam Newton being here tells you that he'd rather have Newton than Stidham.
Okay, here's the Instagram thing that I loved. Cam Newton already working out on the field with Mohamed Sanu.
With his t-shirt tucked into his shorts.
I could care less about that. This is what I'm talking about. I am nothing if not consistent, unlike you people, who love the off-season hard work, who love the, you know, hard-working quarterback narrative until Brady stops showing up to Patriots camp, and then you're like, well, those camps don't matter. Unlike you, I'm consistent. I like my quarterback working hard, being on the field in the off-season, working with his teammates, that whole thing. I like it. I think it's important. And the ink isn't even dry, has even signed the thing yet, and he's out there with Mohamed Sanu in L.A., which I guess you told me he goes out to Cam Newton goes out to L.A. during the week?
I think so. That's what we got an email about this from a listener that says that Newton goes out there every week. He flies out on Sunday. He works out in L.A. all week and then goes back on Friday night.
Huh.
And so now, why L.A.? I don't know. I mean, I know Newton apparently recently put his property in Charlotte up for sale. I don't know. I don't know where he lives during the offseason. He's originally from the Atlanta area, right?
I have no idea.
So I think that I don't know whether he goes back and forth there, but it certainly feels like he's in the Southeast. And so, but from what the emailer said, he flies out to L.A. to work out there. So maybe he's got a trainer out there.
Okay. So I want to see him hit the ground running and be on the field with these guys. And, you know, then publicizing it, like, but again, like from Brady to Edelman, none of these guys can help themselves with the stupid phones and the internet. So I'm not expecting them to not publicize it, but you'd be better served by not publicizing it. Just FYI. I mean, your union's up your ass about practicing and the health officials are saying don't get together. And D'Amore Smith is saying I got to negotiate with the league on health and safety standards, which makes it hard when you're out there running around with your teammates and gathering with your teammates. So just to keep the heat off you, I wouldn't be Instagramming it. I would just be doing it. It's nice that I get to know that you're out there because I like it. I like a quarterback that works in the offseason with his teammates. I like that. And I think it's a great sign that Newton's already there. I think he's all business. I think he's going to be all business.
Makes me feel better about Sanu, too, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, have you seen some of the stuff Sanu, again, has been posting?
Running up the hills and stuff like that?
What an awesome-looking workout.
Yeah, boy, he's in shape, huh? Boy, he looks ripped.
Tremendous.
So, but the other thing is I just like the fact that he's with Newton. To me, it makes me feel better about Sanu that he's with the quarterback.
So, like, this is what I want to see. It's what I want to see from Stidham, but apparently he's at weddings in Texas. It's what I want to see from Brady if I'm a Tampa fan. And if the union or the health experts or the league is getting antsy about it, tough. We got to get ready for the football season. It's about winning games. So I want to see that. I want to see that from my guys. And you see that from Newton immediately. I love that, okay, because I'm consistent about it. So we'll get back to your phones on everything, I promise. It's been a little bit. You want to weigh in on anything from Newton? Again, we continue day three of the fallout or a return to sports from earlier last hour. Whatever you want, I promise. Your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Show some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So Julian Edelman posted to Instagram welcoming Cam Newton to New England. And his old buddy Tom Brady hopped in the comments saying to Edelman, I will always be your number one, with a little wink emoji at the end. So, Rex Ryan, I will start with you. What do you think Tom Brady's reaction, honest reaction, was when he heard Cam Newton signed with the Patriots?
He probably sat back and was like, oh, dang. Like, they're going to replace me with a great quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback. But if he's not healthy, then you know, it goes without saying. But if he's healthy, he probably had to flinch a little bit. You know, let's not kid ourselves. But, you know, I thought it was interesting. You know, they had that number one deal. There was something in Marcus, you were there in New England and things. You know, everybody's been around that, you know, knows that program. But the whole thing about that jersey number one is like that flies in the face of the New England way and all that kind of stuff, you know, like you know, so to me, maybe there was something there. You know, when you put that number one in there, I don't know. But Brady, you make no mistake. Tom Brady, as much as Ryan Clark and Marcus Spears are going to be watching the Patriots, so is Tom Brady.
Right.
He's going to want to know. He's going to watch every one of their darn games. And guess what he's hoping for? The same thing every Jet fan's hoping for, that they stink. So we'll find out how it goes. He can pretend that he doesn't and all that, just like I did. You know what I mean? Oh, no. Hey. No, I love those guys out there. Oh, bull, you want your former team to lose.
So there's Rex on that Instagram thing. In that, so first of all, you think Brady's obsessed with the Patriots?
Yep. Yep. No two ways about it. Of course he is. I'll tell you what'll be interesting to me is if he's still posting on Instagram during the season. If they start playing games and the stuff going up, what, Edelman put something up there, Brady's going to answer it?
So that's a good point. That's a good point. It's like, if he were still in New England, he wouldn't be weighing in on other teams like that, I don't think.
No way.
So in Tampa, he can get away with it in the offseason, but if it's during the season and he's chirping Patriots players, that would be interesting. You're right. That would be, you know, geez, Tom, get off the internet already.
I mean, the other thing is just, you know, and I understand this was all related to the Cam Newton move, but Brady's not here. I mean, Brady's not here anymore. So another Patriots player who's playing elsewhere, is he commenting on their posts? Because they're with other teams.
Right.
Or is it about the Patriots? In other words, if Edelman were with, you know, the Raiders, mm-hmm. would he be doing it?
Mm-hmm.
My answer is no. So I think he's absolutely still upset. Rex Ryan's right. He hopes the Patriots go 4-12.
How about that? He makes an interesting point about Cam Newton number one. Like, we're talking about a lot of the aesthetic stuff, but I don't know. I just wonder if it's on the table.
How many quarterbacks wear it, Mike?
So, but is Rex Ryan right to say a quarterback wearing the number one is antithetical to the Patriots ethos?
I mean, a little bit.
And he didn't say that's what the way I phrased it, but that's what he's saying.
Yes.
Is that Bill, like, a quarterback wearing number one for the Patriots, does that even fly in the face a little bit of the way Bill wants things to present?
Yes. So I think it's, I mean, look, the fact that Newton wears it, again, how many quarterbacks have ever worn number one? And I go back to the, you know, quarterback just because of the position. And I think Warren Moon.
I was just going to say Warren Moon, I thought.
I think Warren Moon wore number one. I can't remember any others.
Well, let's see if the Google machine has it.
So it is a bit of a sort of, you know, pretentious thing. Like, let me wear number one. I'm the quarterback. I was the number one pick. I'm number one. I think there's something attached to that, because with Newton, I remember thinking about him.
Jeff George.
Oh, okay, so there's another one.
Oh, garbage.
But that is one of those where I look at it and thinking, you know, it does strike you as, no, man, I wear number one. I'm number one. Like, to me, it's a pretentious type of thing. Now, Moon, my recollection was...
Do you think he changes his jersey number because of this?
No. No way.
Watch the Patriots give him 12 just to spite Brady, to spite me.
Oh, that would be so good.
I'll tell you what, that would be insulting
if they did that.
It's not happening.
I think he'll wear it here. Why wouldn't he?
Because we just said.
I know, but he's had it his whole career. Then you're making a story out of it, right?
Wouldn't that be a positive story for him? Wouldn't that be
if he gets it?
No. If he says, you know what? I've worn number one my whole career, but it's not about me now. It's about the team, and so I'm going to take a different number.
Well, if that's how they present it, sure. But what if, they're asking him to do it and he doesn't want to?
Look, by the way, I don't think this is a story. Just Rex mentioned that. I thought it was sort of that had not occurred to me, but I think Rex is right to say that if Bill even cares, he probably would not like a player wearing, Nick Cam Newton or anyone, wearing number one. It's just because it's like just a little aesthetic thing that I bet Bill probably doesn't love.
Oh, because Bill saves it for himself.
Right, he's the only one who gets to wear number one is him.
Right, that's it. But I just think if he doesn't wear it here now, then it's a story. Now it's why is he not wearing one?
But maybe it's a positive story. Maybe it's a positive story.
Yeah, unless Newton volunteers it, which I have a hard time believing.
Who knows?
I think just keep the number at this stage and don't make a big deal out of it.
Okay, back to your phones. As promised here, Dan and Everett on those quarterback rooms and who's got the best one in the NFL, where do the Patriots rank? Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious of what you would say before you had him mock like dead in the middle at like 16 out of 32. What do you think? Do you think they'd be moving up into like at least the top 10 with Newton starting as quarterback?
No. They were almost dead last, Dan. Newton starting at quarterback makes them 15. Newton starting at quarterback makes them right in the middle of the pack.
I thought you had him at halfway in between.
No. That's with you and Maz both couldn't figure this out.
See?
Jesus.
Is this hard?
It's really not that complicated. With Cam Newton, where does the Patriots quarterback room rank in the league? And we gave him 15th, which I think is being even a little generous, frankly, but they're right now in the middle of the league. I think the ceiling's high because, again, I think Newton for a year with everything to prove and Bill Belichick as his coach with everything to prove and all these things coming together could have a monster year. And so he could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. But I don't, I'm not banking on Newton to be an elite guy for the next 4 or 5 years. I don't think he wasn't an elite guy for the last 4 or 5 years. But I think this, this is a lightning in a bottle kind of year for him. And he could have a great year. But still, to put him any higher than 15th, I don't know. I don't think he's that guy right now.
Without Newton, they were in the bottom 3 or 4.
Yes, without Newton, they are down with Washington, Jacksonville.
Chargers.
Chargers, Tyrod Taylor, Justin Herbert. So you don't put Herbert in there? You don't?
Not yet. I mean, we just don't know, right? We just don't know. So, again, we're talking about quarterback rooms right now. How much of an impact is he going to have right now? I don't know.
Tennessee, Logan Woodside and Ryan Tannehill.
That's down there, too. That is sneaky low. Tennessee sneaky room sneaky sucks. Seriously, it does. Tennessee's quarterback room sneaky sucks. Ryan Tannehill's the best they got. If he's the backup, they're in good shape.
We got Charlie and Arlington. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, guys. What absolute better way for Bill to tuck it to Gronkowski and Brady after they both leave to allow for this increased amount of freedom of expression in terms of, giving Cam Newton, letting him do the Superman thing, letting him wear the number one. To me, I think this is exactly where Bill's going to go this season.
So it's a nice little bit of conspiracy theory, Charlie. These guys, McCarthy and Maz talked about this earlier. I'd embrace it as a storyline, as a talk show host, the spite factor of Brady and Gronkowski leaving because they're not having fun and Bill's mean to them. And then Cam Newton gets here and Bill lets him, Superman and dap it up, having a great life. I don't know, Tom. Is it really that bad here? That's a great little bit of spite right there.
Oh, you should let him wear red boots on Sundays for crying out loud. I'm fine with that.
I'll take it from the spite factor, but if I'm just talking pure football and not our talk show, I like the button-down nature of the Patriots. I don't think Bill should change. I don't want him to change. I hope he doesn't change. I hope he doesn't.
So all I'm saying is give the guy a little latitude. That's all. Give him a little.
Oh, I get. Well, sure. Obviously. Right. So I don't think Bill's going to be as hard of an ass to Cam Newton that he was to Brady and Gronkowski. So fine. I'm still not allowing choreographed celebrations and celebrations that could be deemed as taunts or things like that, which is what the Superman thing is.
Yeah, he won't go that far. Bill won't go that far. No, he won't. He won't give him that kind of latitude. But, part of the reason that the personality of the team became what it was partly because of Brady. Brady's a tight ass out there, too. And when I say tight ass, I mean, I say that as a compliment. He's focused. He's intense.
All business.
Yeah. I mean, Brady doesn't, not into the celebration part of it. He gets his reactions on the field are authentic.
But so, you know, what little subtle ways can we still see Bill sending messages and tweaking Brady and Gronkowski? You know they're coming. You know Bill does this. And we'll be all over it when it happens.
Oh, yeah. No, no. He'll be talking about Cam's ability to, you know, create something out of nothing. When a play breaks down and, you know, he's hard to bring to the ground. He's, you know, a mountain of a man. The mobility's a fella. Oh, you'll hear all that crap.
All right. We have a couple Newton whoppers today. The one Newton whopper we just talked last hour was Greg Bedard reported that the Patriots feel they now have one of the best quarterback rooms in the league.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Which I think is a stretch, New England. I'm not blaming Greg. He's just relaying the message. I think that's a little strong. If the Patriots feel they have like a top three, top five quarterback room, that's preposterous.
It's rapidly becoming one of my favorite drops.
Okay, that's preposterous. And
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Well, there's got to be. They're counting Hoyer. So like our third guy is better than your third guy. Which is like, oh, please. The first Newton whopper will come your way after McCarthy's 90-second update. There's no commercials. There was breaking news today in the NFL. He'll give it to you right here, and we come back again with the first Newton whopper.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.